Paul Gallen, good morning.
Boys.
Here's an easy one to start with, Gal.
Yeah.
Why, when a player drops the ball on the field, Stone Cold drops one, does 12 other people break the sound barrier to pat him on the backside and say, "Don't worry, mate"? And if a referee makes a blunder, everyone cries blue murder.
Ooh, well.
Would you prefer the touchies ran in and gave him a pat on the back? I don't know.
I was thinking the same thing. I was going to say, well, the video ref probably gives him a message in the ear, mate. Keep your head up. But, yeah, look, when the boys drop the ball, it's all about encouragement and trying to keep their head up, obviously, and make up for the error. But that's a good question.
You know the one that used to make me laugh? Manu Vatavai. Because, yeah, he, as brilliant as he was, he had an error in him, and the boys, the Warriors, used to just love him. He got more pats on the back for errors than he did for tries.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we played him this week, and I'm glad he's not there because we had
a
call over years from our coaches, Rocks or Diamonds, about Manu Vatavai. Yeah. And every time we seen him play Cronulla, he come up Diamonds. And I remember last time we played him, Flano was having a crack at him in the video about making errors, and he had an absolute blind and never dropped the ball and probably scored a couple of tries. Yeah, so you'll be there this Friday, hopefully.
Well, last Friday, before we get on to this week's game, last weekend, Souths, look, it was a tough match, but you got back on the winner's circle.
Yeah, it was a tough match, got to say that. Souths, they're a funny side. They're not going any good on the ladder, obviously, but they're really tough for the forwards. They've got a big forward pack. They seem to come up errors at crucial times and just struggle to score points, to be honest. Their first try came off a kick against us, and their second try was some pretty poor defence by us. So, look, they seem to be a team that aren't far away from turning it around and winning some games, but thankfully for us, we got back on the winning track and hopefully set our season up for the back end.
Mate, it was significant that James Maloney came back into the side and there was better direction there. Now he's out for at least 2 weeks, maybe longer, with the broken hand.
Yeah, I was very surprised. I came back from the press conference into the ice bath and here he was with he told me it was a broken hand, and you know Jimmy's life carries on a bit, so I didn't believe it, but it definitely was swollen. And I think he might have had surgery yesterday, so it'll be it's a funny one. I've heard a couple of different stories. I've heard it's going to be a 6-week injury. Then I've heard I think David Gow from the Parramatta Eels did a similar thing and only missed two games. So we'll have to wait and see how Jimmy pulls up from the surgery. But yeah, he's going to be out for at least 2 to 4 weeks, I'd say. And look, to be honest with you, it's not ideal for us, but I don't think it's such a bad thing. Jimmy rarely missed a game in 2 years for us, so I think a bit of a freshen up before the semi-finals won't be bad for him. And we've got a good bit of depth. We've done well throughout the Origin period where the boys were away, so whoever comes in and steps into his spot will do a good job, and we'll have confidence in.
Do you go with Jack Bird or Farmanu Brown?
Oh yeah, personally, I think maybe New Brown. Birdie had a crack there against the Titans and probably wasn't his best game defensively. So I think maybe New Brown, and with Birdie, we know how good a centre he is. He's an outstanding centre, and you may be weak in that position a little bit. To, I wouldn't say strengthen the 5-8 role. So that'll be up to Flano. Whoever does the job, I'll have confidence in, that's for sure.
Crucial little period coming up, mate. You've got to finish top four.
Yeah, top four is that's been our goal from day one. And look, what we've seen, history shows that you finish top four, you give yourself a better chance to win the competition. And, really, really important period, particularly these next two games. You know, we like to take it 1 week at a time, but you look at these next two games, both sides out of the eight, both sides not going so well, but you just don't know what you're going to get from them. You have to turn up and play really well, particularly against the Warriors. You need to start well. Need to sort of take their confidence away early and try to get some early points and hopefully get the win there, and then back home for our second last home game of the season against the Raiders, who are a tough side as well. They just don't seem to be putting it together also. So a very important couple of games come up for us, and if we can get both of them, I've had a look at the draw. I think a lot of the other teams in and around us actually play each other.
Yeah.
So that'll take a win or two away from them. So hopefully we can get a couple of wins on the trot here.
Yeah, hopefully you can. Now, you mentioned earlier, you take on the Warriors this week across there at Mount Smart Stadium. I imagine it'll be freezing cold as per usual, raining, windy, and they've got some big boys.
Yeah, they do. Big four pack, obviously. But obviously about Johnson is a big factor for them. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago they were going pretty good and they lost him for the last part of the season. They never won a game during the back end of the season. I saw their little halfback play last week. He goes all right. He's a goer. He tries hard. And obviously with four in there, you never discount them. But as I said, it's all about us, all about playing the way we play. And I think when we show it against South, when we play what we play, what we do and do what we do well, we compete really good against every single side. And that's on the back of our completion rate and just repeat sets of six and obviously our ball control. And while it wasn't really good against South, it was better than what it has been. And we got the win, and I think we can do the same thing against the Warriors. There's no reason we can't get the win over there.
What sort of defence do you think Canberra will use for Soliola tonight at the judiciary?
Oh, I think it's solely going to be on the fact Billy Slater slipped. I'm with him on it. It's a suspendable offence. It deserves a big suspension. But, look, I'm actually a little bit surprised it got referred straight to the judiciary. I think that the highest charge would have been, acceptable. I mean, he hit him in the head. There's no doubt about it. Knocked him out, but Billy Slater played a factor in it when his body height, I wouldn't say almost halved, but certainly dropped a hell of a lot. So I think, I remember Matt Pryor a couple of years ago when he was at the Dragons, he elbowed Thurston pretty late and off the ball, and he received 5 weeks for that. So now I've got to be honest, I don't think Sully Owls is as bad as that. I think probably a 4 week suspension minimum should be coming up. If it's any more than that, personally, I think it's a bit over the top. Although I'm not sure what Soliola's record is. If he has form, if he's not loading and some carryover points, that'll probably add to it.
Yeah.
But I think I can't see it any worse than Matt Pryor's in 2012 or 13.
Yeah, certainly.
I don't think they can enter that in anymore.
Yeah.
No, they can't.
I don't think it works like that. Yeah.
No, because you'd be doing the Tapau one on Bird for sure.
Exactly.
You'd be right.
When you look at that one, that's 12 months ago. I mean, that's as bad, if not worse, than this one. Whether that he's been sent off or hasn't been sent off, but he's going to cop a hefty suspension for, I think, to pound one a couple of week or two. So, he did the wrong thing. He hit him in the head, no doubt about it. He will be suspended for it. But as I said, I don't think it's as bad, and hopefully people don't go too over the top with this one.
Yeah, well, let's wait and see. Now, Gail, you've signed your new contract, have you?
Yeah, I signed last week, but obviously last week was Luke Bird's Luke Lewis, not Luke Bird, I've got Bird on my mind. He's week, his 300th game, so we celebrate that as a club, and we announced on the weekend, so I've certainly signed. Yep.
Yeah, and Luke Lewis has also signed again?
Yeah, Louis signed a couple of weeks ago, so got the two old stages there, keeping things in check for the young boys. And
you need to find a bloke that's a bit older than you, just to keep that.
I had one or two last year, I think, but there's certainly none this year. I don't think we'll be finding any more young ones next year. So that's for sure. So, but we've got a good mix there. We've got a couple of good young back rolls coming to the club too. So probably for the next 12 months, me and Louis will help them guys come through, and then possibly they'll take over the year after.
Good on you, mate. Always good to chat. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, boys. See you later.
Paul Gallen there, Cronulla Sharks captain.